This is a session for Allison, recorded on June 24th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 6.06 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Zion.
Good evening, all these marvelous creators. Miss Allison, we are ready for you.
Hey, Ion. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love talking to J.W. tonight, too. That was really fun.
Well, it's fun. Well, Bob just lets him talk to the brethren a little bit just so he feels like he has something to do with any of this. But beyond that, he's just busy having fun. So it is fun just to keep him interactive so he doesn't get all, can get all weird on us so Bob can keep J.W. in line. That's about all that's about.
He's drinking his coffee on those landings.
I guess. Oh, no. We've got him hooked on jasmine tea.
Oh, that's right.
Don't tell anybody that stuff's more potent than crack and crank and meth and all them other things. You get the right jasmine tea and it'll just send you right into orbit.
That would be a good question for you. Well, how did you get so hooked on jasmine tea?
Well, because what was happening is hours and hours and hours, his feeble human meat sack was becoming, but for hours and hours and hours and hours of chanting, his vocal cords were dry. Well, he was drinking water, and that doesn't do anything. So they did the jasmine tea, and it just keeps the larynx all lubricated, and he can go 24 hours now and not miss a stitch. As long as he's just sipping, he keeps it all lubricated and he doesn't have any issue. But there were many, and before he got this on here, Carolyn was complaining that it was getting raspy and, you know, cause she hears everything, so it's very specific. But he was just noticing, you know, that his voice was going.
But and his non-physical being you knew exactly what his meat sack needed.
Of course, to keep that completely juicy all the time. So you didn't hadn't had the raspy since, eh, Bob?
Right, and J.W. hates jasmine tea.
Cannot stand it.
I knew that. Well, okay, this is one of my first questions, and this kind of came, I don't know if Carolyn's on, but this came...
No, Carolyn's listening, where you moved. I just want to, this is your second reading, right? This is only your second one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, return to... What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, what happened was, pretty much, I want to say it was the tailgate where I got mortified, I can say the word, came on, and so I kind of like backed out of the, you know, I kind of went into my shell.
Right.
Which really wasn't Michelle, but from that, and then the dupes started, so...
And that when you had access to Ion there, so that was okay.
Exactly. So that's partially why that happened.
Okay.
But the night that you and Carolyn and Sheila and Renee and I had a party...
Right.
...with JW at my house, I think Sheila was asking about... a supplement for her meat sack. And I was thinking, okay, one of my questions, because Ion, the coolest thing still is that whenever I have a question, I just don't, there's not very much time left before you answer, no matter where it is, whether it's the forum or the...
And that's because of your connection with this power that you already have. So what's happening is you've already got more non-physical than there is meat sack. So it's not odd for if you add soap to a hot tub for it to bubble up instantly. You don't have to wait for the bubbles to be activated because there's more water than there is soap, obviously. So it interacts evenly and makes bubbles.
I get it.
Every manifestation or evoked creation should be just that quick. Regardless of its size, because remember, size doesn't matter, especially on your gravity.
Yeah. Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah, of course, the movie. Yeah, got it.
It wasn't about weight, though, honey, but the girth had changed your life.
That is such a great show. Okay. So my question, to phrase it, is there anything I could add or subtract from my daily routine or experience?
Yeah.
Okay. To evoke
raw
even more joy. That's what I was going to say.
Raw sewage. Raw sewage. Raw sewage.
You heard me. I already drank that.
Yeah. Raw sewage. That's right. Put in that. If you want some of that vitamin meat of Vegemin and brown party liquor and gauge it out and just have a big time. Because you're getting a very balanced nutrition, but what you're noticing is that now all of a sudden, since you've got all this worky job business stuff going on, that your focus has shifted. Where before you could have a little more leisurely days, now they're a bit more manic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that manic then is using the caloric intake that you ingest in a different way. Remember the back when you used to didn't sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you sleep because you're ready to pass out?
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference, see, because your focused energy is just that. It's focused. There's things to do. Of course, you want it your way, and you want it all, and you want it now. So, of course, it would set that up in that vernacular, if you like that word. If not, choose one you do like. But that's what that's about. It's just refocusing your flow of your energy base that you used to use, not being so busy, in the same way now, into where there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Okay.
No. And that's just that shuffle. The same way as if you were a runner and then you stopped running, you'd see a difference, and then you went not taking a step forever, and then all of a sudden going right back to marathon running, your body has to catch up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, and that's the shift of this differential of thinking about having a little thing and then ended up owning a business, then buying the business that you were looking to have do business with instantly.
Yep, which I believe I evoked.
Because I've certainly evoked her, it wouldn't be in your experience.
Okay,
and
well,
still bringing you joy.
Yes. Yeah, even though I'm now 9-10 hours a day away from where I thought I wanted, you know, the house, which I loved being in, but I can experience it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that'll change, though, honey.
Okay.
You know that. I mean, when you finally ease off of the gas a little bit, and you go, wait a second, this is push a button, this is get in, get it out. Now it's your baby, and we don't suggest that you stop offering mother's milk to your little business yet. But you'll wean off a little bit. It's not an issue. You'll find capable, marvelous creators that like doing what you're fretting with doing now more than you like doing it. And when that's the case, then you'll know. And then when that happens, then you'll be able to use your business as an extra point of getting things that you wanted to get done when you were looking to find this business to start with. You were just trying to find a way to get access to your T-shirts and your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Instead, it turned into you owning the whole thing. So your blessing became your curse, became your blessing. So once it gets to be autonomous and runs itself with employees that get a working job and a working check and all that kind of stuff, then it can sort of do itself. And then when you have procedures that you want done, you have the company to get that done. And so it'll adjust accordingly. So
it's perfect.
It's what you wanted, so that's not a problem.
That's true. I wanted the infrastructure to be able to produce the Cold Fusion T-shirts. There we go.
When Tommy comes to apply,
mm-hmm.
Look closely at his, and we would suggest that you do full background checks and do your paperwork the way you're supposed to do it, and you'll be amazed at the references.
Okay, and that is somebody literally named Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay. And do I need to do background... Should I be doing background checks on the people already there?
No, not required.
Okay.
They've been there longer than you have, honey, so...
Yes.
They should do a background check on you.
Yeah. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm in a triad. with, you know, two other women doing this, and so there's a little bit of a an overlap of ways of doing things.
Well, that's okay, honey, because you got the money, so don't worry about it.
Okay, so yeah,
end
that was
of the day, it comes back to you because you get to say, does it not?
Actually, and we all have the same money in it, but yes.
It makes no difference. They still defer to you because if this, it's not my job to drive the train or make the whistle sound. It's not my job to steer the train or tell where it is bound. It's not my job to stoke the coal or even ring the bell. But you let this damn thing jump the track and see which one of us catches hail.
That'd be me.
Yeah. Precisely. And then there it goes. So as long as you know that, then you wouldn't be abusive in your place of power because that's not what you're about. But don't be afraid to set precedents. Not a problem.
Okay. Okay, that leads me to location, which you probably know is already going on with we may have to move.
Yes.
And...
And do you want to move?
That's an interesting question. When I first found out we were probably going to have to, which I was all over it and excited. And now we're taking the location that we have and actually embellishing that to where it's going to work for us because we don't have to necessarily move. So part of me wants to, and part of me doesn't care as long as the flow is there. So, great places.
Well, now wait, slow down here, Trigger, just a minute. You are right to maximize your space. You are right to take advantage of the space that you're working with, okay? But what happens when you double?
Exactly.
And the point is not to just put out some T-shirts. The point's to make it bigger.
Yep.
All right. So now if you're making it bigger and you've maximized your space, then you're screwed. Because when the big orders start coming in, you're not going to be able to do the big orders and move.
Okay, so we found this place that's double where we are now. And everybody's laughing because the rent is... extreme to some people. I don't see it that way, but I'm with, you know, people who are thinking about numbers too, which I totally appreciate.
Good.
And the person offering it to us has just approached us, and I can tell is willing to work with us to correct. Have this work.
Correct. So here's what you do. Are y'all lease whores? Do you require crazy leases?
Do I require it? No, I wouldn't mind buying a building. I don't know that we have the backing to
do that right now. Well, it's not even about that. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is if you don't mind and you can work with this process with your lease, like doing a 2-year lease or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, then see they're hurting. They're hurting.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, honey bunch. There ain't nobody fighting to get to that space.
Mm-hmm.
You're in control. You're in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. So whatever the rent is, half it for the first year and get 3 months for free to cover your expense of moving.
Okay.
So you get 3 months free. You go half what it is. And then the last year or the second year, you go at the rent. That then you'll know you're there and where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you break it up because you know it's not about, it ain't about them T-shirts, honey. It's about a little bit of cash flow.
Yep.
And it makes no difference how big or little you are. If you got more going out than you got coming in, you're working for MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you got to bounce. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and actually, one of the reasons we even bought it was because they were solvent already after 30 years, so...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. And they've never done any sales or marketing, so.
Right.
Okay.
And so there's nothing wrong, but so here are words now.
Mm-hmm.
To maximize your space is not a problem. to bring it into full, like basically every square inch being stacked with those crazy Hanes cotton t-shirts, you know, just all over the place. So, you know, it's just insane. There's no problem with that. But just watch your, you don't have to hurry, but just watch because the place that you're looking to lease, they have an issue. They may not be able to hold that space. They don't own it outright.
And so is it better to jump on it or do I hold out?
Hold out. You're driving, honey. You're driving. So you get 6 months free.
Yeah, I think he was even talking about a year free, but then kicking it up at the end.
Well, but that was longer term lease, too.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Way longer, because at the same time, if that's the case, say you're pulling it back from a standpoint, you do realize that money is as cheap as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got several more months of that, because... See, everybody was jumping at the mortgages when the mortgages were 6, and then they were jumping at them when they were 5.5, and now they're 3.25.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, and everybody's talking about inflation, with 30-year fixed rate mortgages at 3 3/8.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What?
but I also...
Down here.
Okay, and I also... I don't have a problem with leasing as opposed to, I don't really believe you own anything anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know if my belief system is...
You wouldn't own it. You wouldn't own it.
Okay.
You wouldn't own it. What you'd be doing is your company would be owning it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, it's not your responsibility to pull more than your third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the girls want, if you want it, you'd be owning a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, unless, now this is a conflict of interest, but unless this super great deal came by and you owned it, and then the girls and you wanted to lease it from you. Yeah, you didn't think of that one. So if you own the building and they leased from you, and then you did a sliding scale because you're a marvelous creator, it would give you a huge tax deduction from your portion of profits, or what you call the capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you would personally, the business would depreciate all of the expense, and then that balance of income that you gain from the building, you pour back into your cost of the money,
mm-hmm.
personally. And so basically, if you rode that pony just right, you could go 6.5 years, no matter how much money you made, as a loss leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, but well, you run that by hubby, and he may have a different conversation, because it's kind of like, wait a minute, this business doesn't have to make a dime, and it made us about $75,000 a year in tax benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Without being cheeky, but...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We have to be soft with that, because you know we know, so it's like... How do you know?
The question is, too, are you able to tell me if the building we're discussing right now is the perfect one, or is it...
We don't care, honey. It makes a difference. Are you joking? Where you are geographically, do you know how much over square footage is floating in your market?
Tons.
Not just tons. I mean, you could be in a retail market doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
I know.
I mean, it's just overrun. I mean, you can get crazy just any way you want to. And then, if you don't mind chit-chatting with your little banker friend, you know the one we're speaking of.
Banker friend, okay. I don't, but let me think about it, okay.
Yeah. You might have a maybe one of those little luncheons.
Okay.
Where you're talking about it, and they may know on their books things that would they would give you a lease on for upkeep.
Oh, I know what you're saying. The ones that are kind of owned by the bankers. Okay, I get it.
There's more of that than there is otherwise. And then you work it out in a position, and then basically, you basically take over the building for no rent and upkeep it, because those sitting buildings, you see, are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And a sitting building will fall down quick because somebody's in there and last forever. All right, then you flip back. Now, be sure you watch your, we haven't discussed this, but we have. Make sure, because you pull a lot of juice with your machinery, especially if you increase production, make sure that there's enough grid or bus stop in the building itself, because you may find this beautiful little boutique-y building, but then you have to spend $50,000 on wiring, and that'll suck.
Okay.
Make sure you're pulling enough juice consistently already there, so you don't have to pay a bunch of retrofitting.
Okay.
And also, do not go with the dry sprinkler system. Do not let the pressurized system. It will make a huge difference in your business loss policy with your insurance.
Yeah, they already told me that. I noticed that.
Okay.
The building we're in now is ridiculous.
Yeah. So
they don't even have a sprinkler system. So the insurance said if you get one that does, you'll save a lot.
I say, and not just dry, you want wet.
Okay.
Pressurized.
Okay.
They don't tell you that because they want that premium, you see.
Okay.
So you want the wet pressurized. Now they have to test it and that kind of stuff, but otherwise what you got is you have to wait on the fire company to come hook up a hose to a pipe outside to pump water while your building's burning down.
Mm, that's not good.
Well, it's all right.
Of course, that wouldn't happen to our building.
Right. Or if it did, it'd be to serve your very best interest anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah. You know, it's not a problem. But we're talking about pennies and things to consider as you're considering.
Yeah.
Because, see, when you consider them by what you're considering, it might make a huge difference in your final choice and selection. But it makes no difference. Is the address, one of the addresses, Weyerhaeuser Street or Weyerhaeuser Drive?
I don't think so. It hasn't come up yet, if it is.
Weyerhaeuser.
Okay.
And that's not a deal breaker. We're not suggesting either, because it makes, like I say, it makes no difference to us. I mean, because it's just up to you and whatever suits you. My point is that as you have this feeling place, you don't care. You just want to have enough space to make sure that you're ahead of your growth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your partners don't see it that way.
One of them doesn't.
Well, one of them's trying to make the money get back because they were stretching to get there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's fear and pressure. And of course, if you ask us, we say be careful and don't be unequally yoked. But once the fruits of those labors are made manifest, then that'll be the whole point of softening it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that gets the most excited when you get a little order going on. And that's also the one that gets the most terror when something is slowed down or a problem. Any little problem is a big problem. Because it starts affecting that critical bottom line, which you see beyond their knowing.
So relax and allow with that person.
Well, yeah, of course. But once it softens, then it'll soften.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, buy them out.
Okay.
They'll run you in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
See, because a little success, what do they call it? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is then you kick in from they didn't think they were worthy to be there in the first place. Mm-hmm. So then what little success that they end up engaging causes them to have night terrors regarding it not going to last because they didn't feel worthy to be there in the first place.
Oh, I still get that. Okay.
Now, that's extreme.
Yeah.
But just know that if that shows up, be prepared to buy it out instantly.
I actually feel like that's not going to show up with this person. It may show up with her partner.
Well, they like air. It's okay.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Not worried about it.
Right. But if you know that in advance, you see, you prepare and keep that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you turn into buying a building somewhere for pennies on the dollar, lease it back to the company, and then you have this kind of an issue coming on, if it's not staged just exactly perfectly, you see, they would actually leave the company owing you money. Because they'd still be responsible for a third of the lease with leaseholds, period. That's liability, isn't it, darling?
That's why I talked to you, non-physical.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. So
thank you.
By having a third of the liability, you have 100% of the control.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the reason we use these words, we would never use these words with another human creator. Because if you were looking for a way to power blast your way through this thing and want to make it about authority, we would hammer it down because that wouldn't serve you well. But you're not about that at all. Really, really, really.
Mm-hmm.
You're about the power, not about authority, because there's a difference, huge difference. And because we know that, to have this conversation is nothing other than preparing a brining a turkey before you're going to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making the preparatory steps in order to enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect.
And then if it works into the fastest path of their joy and everybody's happy and everybody's clicking along and cooking with gas, no question. Everybody's good. No problem. But, see, and we're not even planning for the if not, but you're dealing with other human creators that are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, if you sort of hold the cards a bit, it keeps you in a position where if an issue were to come along, you're already ahead of it. Or that's where Bob says, oh, yeah, that's what you talk about when you say the solution shows up the same time the problem does. And we go, yes. Good. But see, it's a great, great position, but now you got to watch your corners because when you start doubling, it'll get a little bit more expensive before you actually double.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done the breakdown on that?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, before you get too gangbusters on making big business, just know that your cost of doing business is going to increase a little bit more precipitously on your way to double.
Okay.
Now, once you get to double, you'll break even.
Okay.
And you'll make money every single time you crank up a machine.
Mm-hmm. We're actually in the process of all the restructuring of that, so that's probably in the moment.
Well,
here.
You gotta be very careful because of your cost of operations and upgrades and blah 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 blah. But you don't have to be bothered with that because that'll take care of itself. But you gotta prepare for those expenses that are gonna be, especially if you're talking about doubling.
Mm-hmm.
So some would call that delayed gratification. But you're just basically planning for expenses to increase your volume up to double where you are. Because if you get much, now if you double again, if you're going to take that road, just know that's going to be huge. You'll make more money in the long run, but it'll be more than work. It'll be tons of work.
Okay, and that's when don't I sell it then?
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to because at that point you'll already bumped in enough to actually buy the new machinery yourself and then lease it back to the company. And you'll already own the building and leasing it back to them. So, honey, you will actually have already sold the company in owning it.
That's very cool. Thank you for that. I heard you talk about that for homeowners. You know, that idea of all these houses sitting there and you can go live in them and the bank owns them and they want you to live there, but I didn't even consider it business-wise. So,
you can get a $1 million building for $100,000. But why? When if the bank's sitting on one, that they've got to get it off their books.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
But you just sit it. How does that work? You occupy it and then they still own it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're looking after it, and then when you have an offer. Mm-hmm. When they want it to sell it, okay, mm-hmm. and they want to sell it, then you make a contingent of you doing this engagement of looking after their building for them, that mm-hmm. you get first offer.
Okay.
Or what before they accept a contract, they give you the shot. That's why it needs to be with your friendly banker.
Okay, I know who that is.
Of course you do. And then when that happens, they'll go, oh, Allison, there is this building. It's mm-hmm. a little bit out of the way, or it's a little bit here, a little bit there, which will actually be perfect for you. And then you turn around and you go, okay, wow, that's manufacturing. I mean, with dock high loading bays, 3 of them.
Ooh. Yeah, I learned so much about all that stuff. Didn't know any of it before I thought.
Huge difference when you start doubling. That makes no difference with what you're doing now, honey, because y'all would schlep them with what you're doing now. But when you start really moving them, dock high is going to make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
See, you could spend $20,000 just in transportation with the right order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because what happens when you're the low bid for price-fighting T-shirts?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make both kind of T-shirts. So they're ready right after the fight. Right?
Ice fighting, huh? Okay.
Well, our Olympics, hell, it didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
It's all my T-shirts.
Yeah.
But if you're going to get all this machinery and all this computer gobbledygook, mm-hmm. all this chip body to be able to not going to tear it up on the weekend. You ought to be tearing something up.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, it'd be like a baker who doesn't bake. What's the point?
Yeah, no, we're in place. We're all getting ready. We're all got a lot of vision, and everybody keeps showing up with one more little puzzle piece. So
good. All right, good. Now, you take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of itself.
Okay.
Now, that's not what we tell human creators, but that is what we tell dynamic business owners.
Okay.
You.
Care of the pennies. Okay.
Your partners won't notice. You will.
Okay.
Because you know what's going on. You know the deal. If it's going to work at all, you've got to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't have it any other way anyway. I mean, if you can't totally and completely control it, you won't have anything to do with it anyway.
And I do love it.
I do love it. It's a great source because, see, it's an activator. It's an activator.
Mm-hmm.
And see, instead of woman, I am woman, hear me roar, you're kind of like going, yeah, I'll do all the roaring. I'll make the deposits. Or your mantra then would become, in God we trust, all others pay cash.
And it is fun, because money has never seemed that important to me.
Well, that's why you can do this, is because it's not been a deal breaker. But if you'd been crunching, you know, worried about how to pay your electric bill, darling, you wouldn't be in this world.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And we would suggest being very careful in your process, especially personally involved. Make it pay for itself. Make it pay for itself.
Okay.
And as it pays for itself, you should be able to stay cash.
Mm-hmm.
Flush. Now, we're not saying that the business make money now. You make your expenses equal your income.
Mm-hmm.
And if your partners aren't smart enough to figure it out, don't worry, they'll be borrowing money to pay their taxes. So, but if you know... If you watch your depreciation and your amortization schedules, that's not a problem because, you know, it's when is it time to buy another machine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then if you're buying it and then leasing it back to your company,
right.
They get the full write-off, you get to collect money, but you also deduct it against the expense of the money, cost of the money spent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jewish people call that figurish. But then you also get the deduction.
Mm-hmm. I already do that with my other company in a lot of ways, but it's just because it loses money all the time.
Yeah, of course. And that's fine. But if you're using from a strategy standpoint, you get it that you can deduct it personally and take depreciation in the company also.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your cost of money that's got to be bought, and it's then the business's expense. And the business gets full depreciation, and you get proportional.
Mm-hmm.
And your schedule is going to be a little different. Your tax people will hate you because it's a lot of work.
Well, we're an S corp for the other company that I own, and we're an LLC for this one, so I don't know that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, or does it?
It will. You'll change it to an S corp.
Should we try to apply for it now?
It's not required now, but you start. They're going to suggest that you do that, and it's $130. I mean, it's not like it's any big deal.
Okay.
Before you start jumping into any more buildings or movings or
uh-huh.
expense, that LLC, honey, will kill you because it all flows back to the partners.
Okay.
It'll kill you. And you get no good depreciation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the only reason to do an LLC in your business is if you're afraid you're going to get sued.
Which one of the partners certainly has in her vision, and I don't.
Dude?
Yeah.
Over what? Somebody choked to death on their own T-shirt?
Yeah, really. Actually, the building we're in actually has a step when you walk in that so many people have tripped on that when we finally bought the business, we painted it Day-Glo orange. So...
Yeah, and if that's still an issue with that with that part, ramp it. Make it be a ramp.
Yes, that's in the works.
Yeah, because it's like
should've been ramped a long time ago.
The fear mm-hmm. will cause more falling than
mm-hmm.
the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
From a fear base. Okay, but now that's all good. And we've been rambling. So now what you got?
All right, let's go over to, how about, can you assist me in understanding a little bit more of, and you guys have probably talked about this on past archives, but I haven't happened upon them yet, but the difference between dreams and interdimensional traveling and parallel worlding. Because I'm doing so much of it all at once.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just curious. And I want to know about symbols for me, too. So.
Okay, there is no difference. There is no difference. The only reason there's a difference is because you like to placate it from different places that you can take and places that you can't.
Okay.
What that means is if it's too big a thing, then you go at it a different way. And if it's not a big thing, then you go at it from a different place.
Okay.
So that place is just where your comfort level is regarding your place of considering what it is that you're considering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we're saying that there is a difference, but the only difference is how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you control it proportionally. So if it's a great big something thing, then you'll do that in the form of a lucid dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not a big deal, then you can just parallel it out, and you do that, and it's no big deal, and it works itself out, because it wasn't a deal breaker anyway.
Oh, that's interesting. I would have thought it was the diff, because I've grown up thinking, you know, dreams were what you did at night, you know, and that's when you go to sleep, you dream.
Except for Martin Luther King. you undo that just as quickly as you do it, because you don't want to limit it to a nighttime activity.
Right.
Or what is it? Daydream believer in a homecoming queen, you see? So but you don't want to limit it from that place, because that helps you in the veracity of segregating those different things, because there's no segregation necessary.
Mm-hmm.
They and any dynamic that you use to be comfortable with it is nothing other than sorting your silverware in the drawer. I mean, you do know you're neurotic about that. It's not necessary. If you're going for a spoon, you can find the spoon. But it doesn't have to be just that precise, but yet in your world it does. So therefore, all you consider is all those experiences that you just described, looking as the divider in your silverware drawer. This is the place knife, this is the steak knife, this is the soup spoon, this is the teaspoon, this is the big tablespoon, this is the little spoon. And you see, you know, and who uses butter spreaders anyway? But you've got a place for it, so okay, it's all good. But that's that same separation.
Okay. That's a great analogy. Nobody, right. That's the only thing I'm compulsive about. There's like nothing else.
Exactly, but that's just, it's got to be, it's like, It's personal. It's personal. Personal. So, but that's fine. And we still think it's great if you do, you know, if you're bringing up the sterling, you do know it's appropriate to count it, not because your guests are going to steal it, but because it can get thrown away and you'll start losing entire place settings if you don't. But if you know what your count is when you start, then you can always know not to throw the trash out till you find the piece you missed.
So they're all the same. Okay, so it's really just as far as here's another the other question I was going to ask was about the particular property that I'm on.
Yeah,
we love it here. Both my husband and I love it here, and at the same time, we laugh and say we live on Psycho Street.
Yeah,
because we live. Lived here years and never found one other person around that we resonated with, which was this is fine, you know, we're okay with that.
Well, that's why you have a big yard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I guess, huh? So I just and every time we talk about, well, maybe we should move. We really don't. We love it.
Oh, honey, yeah. Move, and you'll really go where the lunatics live.
Yeah, I know you take yourself with you. It's not
No.
I know that, but...
No, but before you move, you make sure you make friends with everybody on your street.
I don't mind not being friends.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine, but it is hysterical because you could get along with anybody.
Yes.
And you get along with everybody. You get along with people that come to your house to have a party who don't even acknowledge that they're in your house having a party.
Or anybody who solicits us at the front door, or anybody, but the people who live around us, oh my God, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious. And then the segue to that is, and I've talked to, I think JW brought it up, but when we were talking on our little party, but I'm sure you know about it, but my vision is completely wavy all the time, particularly when I'm on this property.
Yes.
And I love it, and JW brought it up and just said, notice this, and I'm wondering it apparently is, the property is just the perfect place to, what's the word, travel through or travel around with, and what are the symbols that, can you help me identify?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, you don't have to have symbols. Okay.
Okay.
Symbols are just handy as a comfort level so you can get back.
Okay.
Going isn't the problem. And then in remembering isn't a problem, but we're saying if you have any issue at all with remembering, forget it. Let go of that remembering business and it'll serve you well. But the point, that's not what you're asking, and that's not the point. The point is the symbols can be as simple as the bark's heavier on this side of the tree than the other.
Okay.
The symbol in your world, even in the back, you know, up on the hillside sort of, with the way that you'll notice the grass grows a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Even that is a symbol.
Mm. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
You look and you've not noticed that yet, but walk up there and look and you're going, holy crap, this grass is growing in a straight line, and this grass is growing perpendicular to that. And you go, oh, well, maybe it's just when they have a little shower and it runs that way. And well, if you look at it, that's not the way the water flows.
And what's the point of this? So you said, I don't really need symbols, so...
It's a symbol. But you have them all right there, but it's not required.
Okay.
And the only point of this is whatever you notice, any anomaly, any and all anomalies, notice those. You've got wavy down, everything's wavy, so they're all open. Going isn't a problem, coming back isn't a problem. So what we're talking about now is the symbols to get you back at just the moment after you left.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you could know you've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have had some slamming. That was, I remember, that's kind of the impetus for having another session was I talked about and I had a really huge slam back into my body for one travel. Mm-hmm. And he talked about something that you mentioned about that. So I'll just let you go on with that.
Sure.
Okay.
But the point is, we even discussed that. We discussed that when you were having it.
Oh, okay.
Bobbing on telltales out of school, but we don't mind Will out at all. We don't have any problem with it because it was J.W. felt it.
Mm.
See, because he feels most everything. We didn't say he holds it. He clears it. He feels most everything.
Okay.
So the slam was nothing other than you pushing against a little bit this whole dynamic. Wait a minute. I can't be traveling. I can't be this. I can't be that. I can't be doing all this stuff. I'm not good at this yet. I don't know if I can get back here or not. I've got to make sure. Oh, wait. Easy. Wait. Bam. It was kind of, holy crap, I feel like I've been chopping wood all night.
I was exhausted all day.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
because you were considering that this anomaly was a possibility.
Mm.
You were considering that this anomaly was a possibility. And when the anomaly became a possibility, then all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a minute, this crazy ion, this or there might be something to this. Wait a minute, how does this work? Wait a minute, easy now, let's see about this. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that was the aha. It wasn't a negative. It wasn't negative. It was just kind of like, well, wait a minute, what was all this about? You know? And that was the short version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted about that long, so it's fine.
Okay.
And you had the notice of it. And what we mean by that, the notice of it, is that it showed up in your physical meat sack body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anytime that's happened, then you got to go, okay, what is it about you contrast that I'm thinking about that's causing me to have this particular feeling or experience? Because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't about physicality, it was about your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, good. Okay, good. Now, what else?
I just got distracted by the dog here. Hold on. Well, actually, I was going to ask about the dog.
Oh, sorry. J.W. is just walking his.
I have the sweetest one, and we had issues with her when we first got her, but, I don't know if we had the issues or she had the issues, whatever. We talked about how animals are non-physical, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do we evoke them in the format that we would like to have them?
No.
Okay.
Do you evoke your non-physical in the format you'd like to have it? No.
That's a good point. Okay.
Same story.
She was had an issue with a dog. She's alpha. Whatever that means. And anyway, from the beginning we had her, she got in a fight with the dog, and now we've pulled back on walking her out with other dogs, and I just wondered if there was anything she would like to tell me, or I kind of know the answer to this, so it's funny to ask.
Yeah,
but I,
it is.
What is
funny, but you, we want to hear it. Okay, here we go. You've got a fight in you just like Alpha does. And Alpha don't mind scrapping with the best of them. But in your world, you're like, no, no, no. I've got to be a lover. I can't be a scrapper. So I'll be kind and genteel and easy, and I'll placate my feeling place to make sure that the environment in which I create is a symbiotic flow of love and compassion for all human creators, regardless of how unconnected or disconnected they are, not only from themselves, but from their non-physical place of power. Something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So now you heard it firsthand. You won't have to call Paul Harvey for the rest of the story. But now that'll soften. When you start scrapping a bit,
yes,
you'll notice your non-physical beast will become like a lamb.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See,
yeah.
You give your dog a bone, and you try to take that bone away, or let another dog try to take it, or let another dog pee in her yard,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's going to get hurt. But somebody could take a bone away from you, and you'd say, oh, here, I was done with it. Thank you for taking my bone. Here you go. I really wasn't using it. It's so fun. Here's what's hysterical. That we just went for a walk with Astro, and he has beast outside. You don't have beast inside. But this one, when we are around, gets in the house and is on a leash and has brought in a bone. It looks like it came off of a walrus. It's actually as big as JW's forearm. And it looks like a human femur. It's about a foot long, and the dog is now back inside. Dogs don't come in the house. It's back inside with this bone as big as he is laying here. Trey, he put his whole nose inside the bone. And he's just inside licking, licking, licking this horrible, nasty, hair, terrible bone inside the house, which JW wouldn't have for it.
Oh.
But we just got, well, it's finished. So,
is JW ever going to know?
Oh, yeah, and he'll just go, you know, you're not supposed to be in the house.
Yeah.
No, it's not a problem because it's kind of coming together. But here, typically you'd have barks and this, that, and the other. But see, when non-physical is communicating mm-hmm. and the beast is non-physical, we knew the dog needed to go pee. The dog knew that if he went to pee, he could drag this bone back into the house and quietly lay by the door and gnaw and fetch and bite and chew and all that kind of stuff. Because he's all of 3 months old anyway.
Oh.
So, a little Siberian husky. So it's kind of like, yikes.
And when I got the antithesis, the 140-pound Malamute.
No, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But it's kind of just coming along, and you know, you find little baby teeth because they're just now starting to lose some baby teeth.
Aww.
But the point of this non-physical business is just that. When that flows through you, it is the mirrored image of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear about people that do cats, and cats now catch leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do they get that from?
Right.
From being around their owners.
Right.
So that's how that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
They can have allergies. Dogs never had allergies. They can have sugar diabetes and cancers and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of gobbly-lobbly goop stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, it gets it because it flows just like in your non-physical will allow you to be, do, or have anything. And that's just that representation. Some people talk about how they have their pets for a very long time and they start looking alike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that happen? Mm-hmm. Same way husbands and wives, you know, you live together long enough and you start looking like each other.
Is that kind of a kingdom issue where you...
Well, no, honey, it's just that experience of becoming one.
Okay.
Because your husband's non-physical is the same as your non-physical. You just happen to sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With them watching, with our non-physical there.
Well, yeah, honey, it wouldn't be any fun otherwise. It would be a placated masturbation if you didn't have non-physical involved, dear. That's why JW just likes this play so much, because it's just like a constant orgasm. The feeling place, it's just coitus all the time. It's great fun.
And I did think of something the other day about the G-spot being a little like the pineal gland. I don't know why that came up.
Oh,
I have no idea what
connected.
That meant.
Well, they're connected.
Okay, maybe that's why. It seemed like that both those places were a place that were, from a physical standpoint, you could easily feel non-physical or feel...
Well, that's what non-physical feels like.
Okay.
Is the way to say that. That's
okay.
What non-physical feels like. It's called arousal. Well, then you have arousal, then it's sustained. Then with a bit of contrast, it becomes euphoric. And then with a bit of euphoria, it becomes climactic.
And I can't think of any other way to say it, but out of body. It's like not, it's like the space, it's like,
no,
feels
no.
Like sneezing.
No.
Okay.
Not out of body. It's
in
activating
body.
It's activating the bigger part of your in body.
Okay.
So if that's out of body, okay, great. But see, when you say out of body like that, people will think you're nuts. So if you read, but then you can say, oh, I have much more non-physical than I have physical. I can prove it. Then they go, okay. But you can, you see. When you take the space out of your cells, and there's a lot more space between your cells than there is cells.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you say, oh, yeah, well, that's your non-physical. Where else does it live? And you got more cells than there are stars in all the heavens ready. So it's kind of like, wow, what was this conversation again?
Because
it's like, wow. Because when you look at it from that place or that level, then very simply it becomes very, very logical.
Yes.
I mean, not even woo-woo.
Yes, I
mean,
hear that.
Some people like
yes.
The woo-woo, but you don't get so much into the woo-woo. You get down to the grits and gravy. You know, if it's that good in the woo-woo, they ought to make it practical. If it's practical, then we can sleep with it, we can spend it, we can eat it, we can budget with it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if it's still going to take $8 to get me a Seattle's best coffee... Then I'd rather have the $8 than the woo-woo regarding what's in the coffee. Right?
Yes, and the $8 always shows up no matter what anyway.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to beat yourself to death with the woo-woo regarding the $8 cup of coffee when you can just enjoy the $8 cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do describe my other company as being woo-woo, and then I laugh. I mean, I make fun of my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Typically in conversation, it's kind of woo-woo.
Good. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
yeah.
it's perfectly fine. Because, see, for you talking about woo-woo, it's just hysterical anyway. Because you're the most un-woo-woo person there is.
Because woo-woo
mean,
is real to me.
Right, exactly. Precisely. Because mm-hmm. when people are talking about woo-woo, they're talking about the thing they can't explain. That's where you live.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes, that's easy. That's easy. Okay, so that's, what else? Is there anything else you would like to tell me that you think I would like to know?
Have you got anything else on your list?
I don't think so. Let me look again. I know I told you, every time I go to a cash flow or somewhere where you are, it all gets answered immediately anyway. Let's see.
What about the new designs, the new t-shirt designs that's supposed to be improved?
The ones for cash flow or just all sorts of things?
Well, yes and yes.
Okay. I don't really have too many questions other than refining what's going on with it. It's all falling into place.
Good.
Maybe one question. I feel like we're also going to start a whole new line of things.
Good. Okay. Can you go with a little more polycotton blends? Does that work in your machines?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Just because people don't like ironing cotton.
Okay.
And believe it or not, people iron their clothes or have them ironed.
Yes, we have plenty of polycotton blends now that I'm with this other company.
Good. And then, and also make sure that your dye lots are great, because everybody has the HE machines now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not careful, they have a little rougher, this less soap because there's a little more phosphorus to it, so it doesn't suds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually a little more deterrent to the cotton.
Okay. Okay, and I guess
for long-term success, people to rebuy shirts from companies where the shirts last forever. Now that sounds like an oxymoron. No, they should buy shirts that wear out faster. No, they'll buy shirts that last longer because
yes.
they are quality.
Yes. Yeah, and I used to, you know, I had some rules about that. I wanted organic cotton and bamboo and blah, blah, blah.
Screw that crap. It'll
yeah, I let that go.
Because it won't serve you. I mean, you know, and if you go in with Egyptian cotton, make sure they got some rayon in it.
And then it came from
Cambodia.
From Detroit. here's one other question I had. I was like, you know how we're talking about creating and evoking, and I'm all wordy word kind of
based.
I was looking at what the difference between I know and I am is. Because when you know...
That's a great question. Now, don't undo it. Let's just put
okay.
it right there. Okay. I know means I don't have to think.
Okay.
I am is what happens when you know.
Yep. Okay.
Moses came down. He asked the question because he didn't know. He's talking to the burning bush. And he says, Moses, stand there in the burning bush, says, take your shoes off, you on holy ground. And Moses says, what? He says, take your shoes off, you on holy ground. So the bush is talking to him, and then he goes on up a little higher on Mount Sinai to get the law, the Ten Commandments, the top ten, the ten suggestions, because they wanted the law. They didn't have to have it, but that's where it came from, was from Moses, because they asked for it. They got it. That's what they asked for. But
mm-hmm.
the point was, Moses said to this ether, God, Yahweh, they couldn't say the name of God because that was against the rules. It was after that, but that was part of the law, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point of that story was, when they ask me who you are, what do I say? That's a degree of separation. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Those are the 6 degrees of separation. Moses didn't know. Well, he asked because he had a separation regarding it, and the ether, we'll use it that way so we don't corrupt the story, said, say I am. And Moses says, OMG, what's the BFD? What? I am. He says, say I am. If they ask you, what's my name, say I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says that if they get tangled up, say, I'm the great I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's translated from Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Or 126, because they were big numerologists.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
It is. That's what it means. So that's what that's about. So that's the difference. Now, if you're going to trip up with that just a little bit and get esoteric, then let's do that. Shakespeare ran around saying to be or not to be, that's the question. Well, you've heard this before because we say no. The correct grammarian would say to is or not to is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question because that's the quest. And then you add I onto that and that's the rest of it. But that's a stretch even for Bob. He wouldn't even play with that. But
that was our own little joke.
Exactly, but it's c'est la guerre, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So that place is just the differential. And at the end of the day, Allison, if you're careful with this, what
you're going to get out of this is that you just got a good explanation between power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because power and authority will screw you.
Mm-hmm.
Power will be standing when the authorities run out of fear.
Yeah. I know as authority and I am as power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And well, maybe, but we're trying to get you in a place of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because then if you know, you don't have to think. And if you can triangulate, then you don't have to remember. And if
there
you can remember,
Bob.
If you can remember, great. If you can't remember, triangulate. Then you know. You don't have to remember. Do you have to remember to go pee in the morning when you wake up?
Mm-mm. No.
You know you have to go.
Yeah.
And you know what to do. Do you find yourself pining and wondering where the porcelain gods lay that you go into your bladder? You kind of know after you've been in there a few times, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember where your toilet is?
Mm-hmm. Even when
you know where your toilet is.
Yeah.
Well, you know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it. Well, here's the proof of that is you can find it in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay. So now triangulation, since you've asked and you want to ignore it, or are you asking? If you don't want to know, that's okay.
No, oh, I like it. I like it.
Oh, hey, Ion.
Yeah.
I hope. We're over, but I'm just wondering, you said to the previous client the difference between gratitude and appreciation, and you said non-physical doesn't need gratitude. I thought Allison might be interested in that statement since there's so much of gratitude towards non-physical on the forum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So could you explain that?
If she has a question.
Mm.
Okay. I have the question. I can appreciate that. No. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, because gratitude is something that, again, we use in the business side of what I'm doing. So is there...
Yeah, why? The question...
Gratitude seems finite.
Ask this one, since you won't accept it from me. Why does non-physical not require gratitude?
I will ask that, Bob.
Yeah.
Why, Ion, why does non-physical, that's a double negative,
no,
not require gratitude?
Yeah.
So, and your
and why? Do I want to know?
No. We'll answer it. We just want you to ask the question that you get what you're asking, so you'll get what we're saying.
Okay. Is appreciation different from gratitude?
Yes. Appreciation is vastly different than gratitude. Okay? Here's the, you can look those up and use your definitions for that. Appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation is what you exude from interacting with something. You appreciate something you have. You appreciate something that works out for you. You have appreciation in your property values.
Mm.
It's an increase.
Mm.
And that increase of appreciation is shared in the format of many diametric conversations. Appreciation is I'm thankful for my house. Okay? But if you have gratitude is being gracious and the tuteness, like latitude and longitude, gratitude is what you experience from a feeling place of being graciously toward an experience. And that ushers a more powerful, more pungent experience from your inner kingdom. So, man, Bob's reeling because this is a very different way than it was done earlier today. Very, very different. But that's what happens from your place of asking. And all we had to do was pin you in the asking place and so you could get the answer. So gratitude would trump appreciation every time.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so when you say thank you to somebody, is that appreciation or gratitude?
I'd say it's gratitude.
Well, you hope it is, but many times it's not.
for me, I would like to think that it was gratitude because I knew the difference.
Well, great. It can mean both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it can mean both. But how many times have you done it yourself? Because we'll use you as the heavy here. Have you done it? You said, well, gee, thanks for that.
Oh, yeah. How kind of non... How non-punchy it is. Oh.
Yes.
A little bit less now.
Well, no. That's slapping them in the face and saying, this is about appreciation, and I really appreciate you sticking me in the eye with a stick. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But then gratitude could say, you know, that's really, I really have a great deal of gratitude regarding this because now my body can show how the orbit in my eyeball hole can
mm-hmm.
reconnect with the ocular nerve and that I can have perfect sight.
I see that.
That's a big difference. That's
mm-hmm.
a very big difference because the gratitude will always bring you back into a place of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
But appreciation won't necessarily land you in a stasis of gratitude.
Get it. Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's good. That's
you got
good.
That recorded, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Oh, always, always. So now let's do the downfall of Ion. So
No, we're not doing triangulation. Session's over. Triangulation.
He won't let you.
I won't let you. That'd go on for 2 hours, and you still wouldn't get it across. But Ion, did you tell the previous client that non-physical doesn't require gratitude?
That's correct.
Why? Because you're unhurtable and all that?
No. Because it would be like you thanking you for being you.
Uh-huh.
Does non-physical require appreciation?
Not necessarily. We don't require it at all. But anytime we interact with a human meat sack that doesn't exude gratitude and certain degrees, varying degrees of appreciation, we'll drop it like a $2 pistol. Because we know that they're unreachable.
So you made an issue of this on the forum. You personally don't require, but you require some kind of attitude or something from...
If they have gratitude and or appreciation, all that means is they're interested in their own non-physical power. If they're going to be what you call, in your words, a stupid SOB, they're not going to listen to what non-physical is trying to tell them if it crams it down their throat hole. So that's why in the scriptures it talks about not casting your pearls before the swine.
Oh.
That's how you can tell.
So what's that, the person who has that, it's not gratitude, what would you call it?
What do you mean?
And the person who has that attitude that you sense has no gratitude in it.
It would be called ungrateful.
Ungrateful, okay.
And severe unworthiness.
And Allison, you can know Ion is picking that up on the forum when you see Ion go, you're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Correct, Ion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so much so to where now we only respond in boop tubes.
the pat response to thank you is you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, no, you're welcome means they did not express some kind of gratitude to Ion.
Well, I guess I was, to yeah, that's staff. What I meant. Like,
to
thank
staff.
You is kind of it.
Yeah.
No, well, thank you is okay, because thank mm-hmm. you, if you can mean it from a place of gratitude, great. If you appreciate it, good.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not as good as gratitude, but it's okay. It's perfectly fine. It's not a problem. But when they come in, and here's the parallel. Get Ion in here. I demand non-physical come in here.
I made an appointment. I set aside 8 hours today, and no business today, and you're not here?
And I don't need no freaking YouTube. Give me some.
Yeah,
I'm sick of those. I'm sick of those damn YouTubes that don't mean anything. I don't listen to them anyway. And so then at the same time, that's when we come back. So we only do YouTubes now just because
there's voluminous countless hours already there that they already haven't read and didn't get. So what makes you think that the next thing that they didn't appreciate or have gratitude regarding that they're going to get? And then they're fussing about the tailgate, so that became their own little play party, which is wonderful. We don't have anything evil thing to say about anything. It's been great. We appreciate them all. It's great. It's fun. But they demand Ion to be fourth to answer their every inquiring question that they don't really care about anyway, to the point that they haven't listened to anything else. And then they actually have the audacity to complain that the tailgate parties were so long they didn't have time to listen to all of it before they had another 15 hours of it.
And that Bob's controlling it all anyway.
Yeah, Bob.
And just like Jesus said in the New Testament, they shook themselves and wished not the Spirit had departed from them.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, they have the non-physical, whether they like it or not, but they most absolutely can divide themselves from their place of power. We love, appreciate all. There's no one we limit. There's no one... Even Bob's stupid ones, you can't even say that word, but even Bob's stupid ones, we love and appreciate. We have no problem with that at all. But when it comes right back around, those that won't find themselves worthy won't have it. You see?
Won't have what?
Won't have what non-physical has to say.
Right.
So it's like, well, if you didn't believe the last thing we told you, we may not be the one to help you with the next thing we're not going to tell you. Kind of thing.
And you would still listen, and you would still look for.
Always, eternally. Because every single time one gets crossways with that, that's the one that turns and becomes the greatest protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
So far, every time without fail or exception. And humans are where they are, it's not a problem. But you can't keep cutting your fingers off and then being mad because non-physical allowed you to cut your fingers off.
It seems like that's something that it's kind of like engaging in your limitations, you know, and loving someone who else can engage, you know, someone else who engages with you.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. And that's appropriate. But the gist of that is more actually about discerning the difference between power and authority. So they're kind of, now this is graduate school, honey. This isn't newbies. This once you've done this a bit, you kind of get the gist of it, you see. Because that's why this is such a splash anyway, is because it's the first time that human creators can even hear scriptures or hear things that they would never engage otherwise, or every other conspiracy gobbly gobbly wobbly wobbly person out there, and then actually get hope and a dynamic of, okay, we don't have to go blow our brains out because it's all over tomorrow anyway.
Right. Yes.
Because that's the point. Otherwise, what you making the T-shirts for, honey? It's over.
Right.
It's all done. It's almost 2012, and they're going to be probing you, them Lemurians, and Rai will come in a little while and start poking at you a little bit. You know, and if it's all fruitlessly, unabashedly worthless, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the first day that I heard Ion. Heard you. I forget, I'm going to have to talk third person here, but I remember the first time I heard this.
You get that from Bob. Bob does that. Bob, third person.
And just how...
Not there.
It took everything I had ever heard and turned it upside down. Not in a bad way, but just like, oh, okay, there it is. Showed up, thank you, I asked, here it is. I'm listening, and thank you, Bob. I get a whole forum. Or whatever, delivery service, a la Bob and Carolyn and JW, hallelujah. It was really, really the best.
And it becomes prolific. And the prolific part of it is there's such voluminous things, because you got to realize, how old is the dupes of non-physical now, Bob?
2 months.
And look, how many pages are there of it now, Bob?
I know, I'll check that. I know you've got like 1,065 or so posts.
Zion does, yeah.
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 And we weren't, that was never set up for us.
Right.
That was not, we weren't supposed to be there.
That's right.
So,
matter of fact, JW didn't even have access.
So, that's a great question, Ion. Did you just, were you just like sitting there going, I can't resist?
Nope. We were asked, we were ushered, we were actually deliciously enticed by non-physical of the individual human creators to have access. And then that access became a way for human creators, if they didn't have their own power, they could have access to us, Ion, mm-hmm. in a point that it could remind them that they had their own power. And so now they still have their tailgates for hours and hours and hours bantering about, and it's all great and wonderful. But at the end of the day, they'll tell you, quick, wait a minute. Ion doesn't have to be here for us to have non-physical. Ion doesn't have to be here to answer our every question. Oh, yeah, they still get a little music now and again. It's just great. They got 13 songs last night that were pointed because they would get crossways with themselves, and we didn't want anybody slitting their throats over their tangling up their own place of power. So you sort of soften it as it comes along. But that's those who choose to engage it, you see. And that's not a problem. But the whole point of the dupes of hazard was all set up because the folks that had interaction with us wanted to have a way to communicate with each other so they could share what Ion had said to them, and they could have a sort of a communal way to respond privately with each other so they wouldn't have to be in the sea unto themselves. That's what that was set up for. That's what the whole thing was about.
Why did you show up?
Well, we were ushered, meaning asked, and or the desires of many of the human creators required a little more interaction straight out, and they wanted it from Bob's bastard babies of the chip body, which we had to point out was more becoming more powerful than the ones who created that chip body, so that there were no limitations and that fluid communication could take place.
But people didn't even know. They got a notice about the thing, and then you showed up third person to join. You knew that they would have the desire for you there?
Absolutely. Because when you know all, you know future, you know past, and then the individual human creators now.
In other words, they would have, if you hadn't shown up right away, we would have been talking to each other, and then after a while we'd say, we're all talking about Ion, I wish Ion was here. That desire would have come.
Well, and it came before they actually got into it.
Yeah.
Bob, it's no different than the second recession that you and Carolyn had with us. We laid it out. Stuff that was just now is mind-blowing that you, when it was being said then, you were like, well, okay, congratulations, Ion, you non-physical bully. You
smoke monster.
You smoke monster. I really appreciate that. Here at the wall and blah, 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 blah. Now, all of a sudden, that has a way different tactile conversation now. But then, granted, you've done the work to get to that place, of course. But there wasn't anything being withheld from the first moments we arrived.
That's right. So you're saying we couldn't see it all in the first few sessions or many months, but you were answering it so we could go back and notice that it was already said in the first few sessions.
And you still didn't, but then when you go back and you listen, you go, he laid out here at the wall, he laid out the resolution,
yeah.
he laid out parallel worlds, the wave, on and on and on and on and on and on. I just bam, flow as a flow. And because of the archives that you've been so kind and gracious, Allison, you can't imagine what it actually takes for them to keep up with all this stuff.
I you know, the little internet knowledge I have, I'm blown away at how much goes into this for free.
It's amazing.
I love
it. It's amazing.
I have much gratitude.
And indeed, and that's why there's as much free as there is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the only reason of participation, it's not about the money checks. It's about the individual human creators who want to engage. And when they want to engage, they take ownership, and it becomes personal and for them. Because otherwise, it just becomes something cheeky that, you know, it's like running around exposing yourself trying to get a date. Okay? At least if you tell them to lay the money on the nightstand that there's been, that it was a business doing pleasure with you.
The perfect analogy, I'm sure.
Well, exactly, because when you do it that way, then the individual human creator gets to take it for themselves.
Right.
And they actually have their own session that they can listen to, that they participated in, and it was only about them, and they get to re-listen to that, and they provide the recordings. That was just Bob saying, well, why can't we record it and send it to them?
Mm-hmm.
And not have to go into the CD business where it could be simply easy, bam, 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 done, but not to mention the whole process that goes along with the rest of those voluminous flows. But don't worry, because Bob still hammers them out faster than all the creators can do. Because,
rapid, right, Bob?
Well,
that also makes me think of that tailgate where I exposed myself royally, and I laughed when I listened to it later, and what I heard was, I heard everything that was directed to me when I was able to re-listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so revealing. That was another turning point from the whole experience with Ion, with you, Ion.
But you're the very first one who could lay it out because of the dishwashing thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what set in motion that there is no time. That was the first validated proof that there is no time.
Yippee.
Well,
yeah.
That now. Think about it. A session was taking place. You couldn't listen to it when it was live or now. The recording took place. The reference was made. At the exact time that the reference was made in your future experience, it was discussed as though it was that present now.
Uh-huh.
So your future now became your past because it was discussed on that tailgate.
Uh-huh.
And that tailgate then laid out, set up a future experience that you engaged in the future experience. So the future now was already worked out in your past for your future then.
Uh-huh. And this is consistent every time now for me. Once I open that door, It's consistent every time I go on the dupes. Ayana's there at the same time, and if I go whatever it is, it's the same kind of thing. I listen to Cash Flow, and I ask questions. There is
the thing. Yes, indeed. But see, that syncs up for you easily. But what we would really want to let you know is we're always there.
Yes.
But now some wait weeks to get a response.
Hmm.
And then they don't like the YouTube, and then it doesn't make sense, and I want some proof, and if Bob says marshmallow pudding one more time, I'm going to commit suicide, and Bob says, okay, get you a double barrel butcher knife. Hey, shall we post the YouTubes for how you can off yourself and take yourself out of your misery? Well, we didn't want to do that, Kiki, but please know we can tell you how to do it. Do that. It's the fastest path to your joy. That's what non-physical will help you with. No problem. No problem. But at the same time, though, you always know that the power flow, and the reason this is important at all, Allison, the only reason it matters at all, human creators can get it or not. Okay? You're powerful. You can do whatever you want. You can be, do, or have anything you want to have. Here's the difference. Now, in this now, the veil has already been rent in two, but now what's happening is the energy is, the veil is thinning, and this increased energy is flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And so to have this interaction with us, if it can girth you up to a place where you can take the gravity version of the accoutrement, it'll serve otherwise, it may take